Long Hair's Lament, take one.
All you cats and chicks that are cool, don't you be nobody's fool. Gonna clue you in on the days gone by, when Debussy, Bach, and Brahms were flying high. Gonna tell you a tale that's tall, like it happened at Carnegie Hall. All the long hair composers really had a blast. It was a real swinging gas from out of the past. The king of the meeting was Bach. And he said, fellas, get set for a shock. I'm gonna forecast the future on this list. Many years from now, they'll be doing the twist. Brahms, he was amazed. At Johann, he just gazed. When he decided to protest, any fool could see he'd come out second best. Debussy sat there with style and grace. You could see he was thinking at a very fast pace. Then he got up and shouted with tears in his eyes, I think Elvis and Chubby will replace us guys. When the rest of the fellas heard Claude's views, they knew R&R would be the big news. So they cut on out, they went to their pads, feeling sorry for the future mothers and dads. The reason for this story, I'm gonna say, is to praise today's music. We hope it'll stay. We won't knock what they play in the years to come. We're gonna grab a little partner and join in the fun. We're gonna grab a little partner and join in the fun. We're gonna grab a little partner and join in the fun.
Maynard, you're still singing and plucking that guitar around town quite a bit, aren't you?
That's right, Bob, but the style has sort of changed since I last talked to you. I'm working primarily now on standards with live shows, such as Teen Hops, etc., television.
You got a little shindig, you're going to be featured at tonight, right?
That's right, out in University City.
Private party deal?
Right, Bob.
You going to play the guitar and sing out there?
Well, I'll probably do a few record satires and a few standards and a couple jumpy ones.